reprieve. The hardy little trees at Union Lake Orchard have given up their bounty, and today the remains, imperfect Red Havens and Harmonies, Madisons, Bells, and Beauties, are heaped willy-nilly in a shallow wooden box on a plywood table. Seconds. This harvest is a second chance, another run at summer, like the one we took upriver last evening, a late sail before a soft wind into the grassy, shadowy shallows. September sunset stained the salmon falls like the deep garnet bruises on this season's last peaches, sweet reminders of longer days. We fell asleep before moonrise, before the last of the tides ebb, and were woken in the gray of 2 a.m. by the suck and settle of the boat as it sighed, then tilted into the river's bed of dark mud. Nothing for it but to brace against the steep list and wait, like those terracotta Chinese guardians of tombs, for the turning of the tide.